Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Officially eliminated.
The Royals were officially eliminated from the postseason. So this is a good time to have the Royals debrief on how we'll view it. I'm going to put it in a couple of quick terms, and then I'm curious where you are, Gold. I am not unimpressed by their ability to claw, scratch, fight, whatever the hell it's been, to have been missing the entire starting rotation at some point this year, and to overcome what was an absolutely abysmal offensive performance for the entire first half of the season. Overcoming that and waiting until September 23rd to be eliminated, I'll give them some credit for. I will judge this season based on what they do next year. And you're going to say, well, how does that make any sense? This season won't feel bad to me. I will hold my stance of not bad, all things considered, and where you were and all the things you had to fight through. Now, the offensive stuff is your own doing, so I don't really give you credit for that as much as overcoming the offensive injuries. If next year's a playoff year and this was just a step back because injuries gotcha, and you couldn't overcome it, and whatever. And next year is back to, we're competing for the AL Central, you're an actual fundamental team, and you're a playoff team, I'll let this year go. If this is just the season before you do this again, well, then you're heading in the wrong direction, and we have problems. Like, in a weird way, I don't feel like I want to give my official report card on this season and how I feel about it until you tell me what next year's Royals team does. Because I could take this as back-to-back winning seasons. You stay competitive till the 23rd, I'll take it. But only if it's like leading to something for me.
Right. I mean, look, I'm excited for the future of the team. I think they have positioned themselves nicely if they're willing to trade some pitchers to go and help fix this outfield problem. I think Carter Jensen has shown some signs that he can be maybe special next year for them. I still have faith that Jack Caglione at some point will turn into at least close to the player that everybody was hoping would be. I think it's still too early to act like we just know what he is. It has obviously been very, very disappointing. There's no doubt. I think all obviously had a very high bar, and he hasn't come close to it. That's just the reality. I will say this, and you're right. The injuries, while they were so healthy a year ago, it came back in a strong way, and the regression of the mean and
some. I mean, look at Reagan's
right?
last night. Not tell me that if he pitched the entire year for this team, they're not three or four or five games better.
I am with you on the injury front, and it could have ended up being a lot worse. But you said about the offense. That was a self-inflicted wound, as far as I'm concerned, with the offensive issues. You know my feelings about Alex Zumwalt. I still think they should move on from him in the offseason. I think it's time for a change of the hitting coach, and maybe all three of them. I don't know, right? But that's something I would do. I will say what always does annoy me, you and I have gone back and forth on this for years, I think, since we've done the show. What happens with the Royals, they'll have the slow start, April and May, or June in this case as well, middle, early June, and then they got hot and played some better baseball. And then we get to September, and we come to the realization, obviously, the season, you know, in this case, they're eliminated. And then we try to go back and be like, well, actually, or but this and that. And like, you know, it really wasn't that bad of a season. Like, no, we had expectations for them to make the playoffs.
They came up short of their expectations.
Yeah, like, we had expectations for them to make the playoffs. Hell, to compete to win the division. And it's even more frustrating now seeing the Tigers fall apart and the Guardians to see them collapse and come back, that knowing it wasn't going to take 94 wins to win this division, like we all thought. It was trending in that direction, but it's not going to. I don't know what the final record. Yeah, maybe 90 gets
it
done.
Like now 84, 85 wins.
Yeah, so maybe 88 to 90 is going to win the division after all this. I'm just saying that, you know, we this is still a ball club that had real expectations. They failed to meet them. I mean, you can be excited about the future, but also we don't need to use, you know, basically kid gloves on the organization and be like, well, shucks, you know, it was just a tough year for them. They tried so hard and almost still did it. That's a Major League Baseball team. Like, there is a real expectation. They failed to meet those. Both things can be true.
Yeah, but I also, like, I'm not treating it as the, like, oh, shucks, the way we might have said about a team in 2006.
Yeah.
Or the different versions of teams where it's easier to be that way. I'm not denying the fact they should have been a playoff team and they weren't. But I'm also just like, for this year's team, I'm viewing it a lot like how we're talking about the Chiefs through 1 and 2. I know why they came up short. One is their own self-inflicted wound. They stunk on offense and their offseason plan on offense stunk. And as a result of that, they came up short. Then I got to watch Cole Reagans and I'm like, damn, they got absolutely beat to death in the pitching injury department, and they did not overcome it, and they're not in a position as an organization to overcome it. And yes, some of it, it's not even kid gloves. Some of it is, I do have, like, we talk about this with expectations for the Chiefs. The reason why we killed them worse for 1 and 2 is the Royals still, for 98% of my life, have been a laughing stock. So I will, and this is not meant to, like, kiddie glove it, I'll take an above 500 season 2 years in a row, just as long as it's building towards something, right?
Yep.
I won't take it forever. Gold, we talked about this like you're the Steelers. If you're the Panthers, you'll take 2 9-8 seasons in a row because maybe you're heading somewhere. Maybe the Royals are heading somewhere. They were a playoff team, and then maybe they'll finish above 500. Maybe that means something, like they are a functional organization. I won't take it for a decade, but I'll take it this year as in...
Right, but fine. You said it there.
Be something. Be relevant. Be competitive. I'll take in the early part of where the Royals are, which is what they are. They're in the early part of relevancy. Yeah,
we use the Steelers example early in the year when people were, you know, complaining that, hey, they're going to make the playoffs, but they're not going to do anything.
Oh, I know.
That's when I use
that. Come up short.
That's when I use that. Like, we haven't seen the success enough in this city on the baseball front to say, oh, well, they're going to make the playoffs. They're going to lose anyway. What's the point? That's where I got irritated by it, because that, to me, that's crazy. I don't think it's the same thing as what I'm saying here. They didn't make the playoffs. So no, I'm not good at, it's not good enough to just say, hey, they missed the playoffs because they haven't even
come close. No, they came up short. This season wasn't good enough. I'm not saying
that. I disagree with the notion that, like, hey, making the playoffs and losing early, like, who cares? To me, that's a crazy sentiment to be upset if they make the playoffs and then lose it. What I don't think is crazy to say it's not good enough to just be like close and wow, we made it to September 20th and they weren't 23rd and they weren't eliminated. Yay. Like, I'm done with that crap. I'm done with that. That's not what this organization should be, given the talent that they have on the roster right now. And frankly, where the expectation is, you follow up a playoff appearance with a disappointing season. That is still what happened here.
Oh yeah.
And it happens in baseball all the time. I'm not saying they're unique, but I don't think
there's different constraints in baseball that people are willing to, I'm not going to ignore. The Royals had to spend 4 times less than the Mets, 4 times less. Like, that doesn't exist in other sports.
I think understand.
That's why baseball is given a middle. And again, I'm not saying the Royals had a disappointing year. They did not live up to expectations. I said it'd be a disappointing year if they didn't make the playoffs. They didn't.
I'm not saying I expect them to go to the playoffs 4 straight years. Not with the dynamics of baseball.
That's why I told
you,
next year changes a little bit. They go to the playoffs again next year, then they are still doing the things organizationally that I am okay with. What's going to piss me off at the end of this, and what's going to really suck, is they're going to finish with 82 wins, and the division winner is going to finish with 87. And in 162 games, 5 wins is going to be what kept you from winning the division or going to the playoffs. 5 wins. That you gave away in April and May.
Sure, but every team can play
June.
That game.
No, you know I'm not. I mean? This is not an excuse. I'm saying that's going to piss me off.
Yeah.
I'm going to be annoyed that you were a bad baseball team for the first 2.5 months of the season. I'm not saying, like, I'm just saying, like, that's what sucks about it is you gave it away. It wasn't like the injuries held you, but, like, they did hold you back and all that other stuff. But I'm going to be most mad because you gave it away by just playing miserable offensive baseball for the first 85 games of the season, and if you just found a way,
they're going to finish as an average
team. To be a mediocre offensive team, you probably get those 5 wins, and you're a playoff team. Not as in, like, and yeah, like, the going into next year, I do still think they have a lot of talent, and they should be a playoff team. And my expectations will be very similar. Next year's Royals team should be competing for the division and be in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Like, there's no mystery.
That should be the standard next year.
It sounds like if you had a title for the way you feel, Cody, it's disappointing but not discouraging.
Yeah.
Is the way that you would
I guess, if that makes sense. But it's also like, I'm not trying to I'm not trying to. I'm not saying other people aren't. I'm trying to pacify their season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.